producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Syndicated radio host, also hosted big broadcast TV shows, cable shows in the UK, Richie Allen. He's a really informative fella from good old Ireland. I guess he's in the UK now. He's going to be joining us for the balance of the hour and opening the phones up to cover the entire waterfront with us, from the Bilderberg Group meeting coming up in a few months to the Ukraine situation to Obama. It's all coming up. We're also going to be discussing with him this article that's on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Lord Rothschild warns investors of most dangerous geopolitical situation since World War II. Head of the $2.3 billion trust, folks, that's one tiny part of the Rothschild wealth. In fact, the Rothschilds admit their main mission is to hide their wealth. They had a lawsuit a few years ago. In fact, I was printing the article about Rothschilds lose suit on being puppet masters. They sued newspapers in the UK for saying they were secret puppet masters with all these billionaires as their front people. And then the judge said, basically, you sued them for libel, which is pretty easy to prove in the UK, and this case proves that it's true, and you've been incredibly deceptive. So we'll talk Rothschilds coming up. We'll talk the pedophile scandal in the UK and more. But you want to talk about super extra creepy. Lord Rothschild's probably one of the most powerful men in the world. He's certainly in the top five. Lord Rothschild, Jacob Rothschild, David Rockefeller, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, her son, the king, she's now abdicated, the Queen of England, just incredibly powerful. Their wealth are state secrets. The Dutch wealth and the British wealth are state secrets. They wrote the book on the British-Dutch East India Company that finally merged. They wrote the book on mercenaries. They wrote the book on shadow roundtable government, like the Council on Foreign Relations, which they pioneered in India. They wrote the book on governing councils of corporate leaders, and they are eugenicists. Jacob Rothschild may have helped found Israel and may have names in major streets, his father named after him, but they are transhumanist, eugenicist Luciferians. They're not British. They're not Jewish. They're not Transylvanian, though their bloodlines are. They are evil. Their actions are evil. I mean, you get into the Rothschilds, they're the ones funding break up the family movements. They're the ones funding get your guns movements. They're the ones funding little snickerty demons like their front man, George Soros, the Nazi collaborator. They are as nasty as the day is long. They are evil. They're willing to do evil things. That's why they're the gods of this world. The gods of this world. And on wings of hatred for humanity, they fly. Emissaries, ringwraiths, generals, field marshals of Satan, manifesting their planetary wickedness on a giant scale, opening the hell gates, preparing to be given their 1 hour upon the earth to make war against God's creations. Chief among God's creations, us, made in the image, and the devil hates God. Every time the devil looks at the shape of a human, sees God staring back at them and wishes to pull us down and destroy our genetics, mutate us, vandalize God's creation as a hateful sickle, a hateful sign, a hateful standard to raise up what they've done to humanity is a victory over God, when God in truth is sending us to the fire of Satan to separate the wheat from the chaff, the metal from the garbage, the sheep from the goats. What an epic time to be alive. What an incredible time to be on this planet orbiting this sun. on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy, staring in to infinity. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Richie Allen, syndicated radio host, TV host, our own cable channel in the UK, is going to be our guest for Balance of the Hour, RichieAllenShow.com. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Some of the news that we've mentioned but haven't gone into in any detail will be broken down in this hour and the next. I also intend to have open phones at the bottom of the hour so you can bring up your issues or questions for Mr. Allen and myself. Before I go any further, let me go over some of the news here. Remember this story from the London Telegraph a few years ago? It was also in the Daily Mail and Bloomberg Business. Nathaniel Rothschild loses high court libel battle. Rothschild loses Daily Mail libel suit appeal in London. Before I go to this headline, Lord Rothschild warns investors of most dangerous geopolitical situation since World War II. And says basically the world is at the greatest level of crisis since then. He's actually telling the truth right there. And it's not just because of war or economic problems, but tyranny. With headlines like this coming out every hour. Quebec resident charged at border for not giving up phone password. So no right to not incriminate yourself or to give up your codes to the government. Simply amazing. And that's going on more and more here in the United States. The good news I mentioned and covered for most of the first hour, NRA head has come out on Fox News and said Obama hates the Second Amendment and is acting like a dictator. You're like, yeah, tell us something we don't know. If we can get the milquetoast NRA and the Republicans talking reality, we can then have people wake up to the real problems we face. But if the evil takeover is so brazen and so bad, people go, well, it's a little extreme to say that's a dictatorship forming. Well, if it is that, it is that. A duck is a duck. A rose is a rose. A rose is a rose by any other name. A child molester scumbag like Jeffrey Dahmer is a child molester scumbag by any other name. A dictatorship, a power grab that we see go on historically for thousands of years and in every other country is happening here. It's like you go to the doctor and they go, you got lung cancer. And you go, that just can't be possible. Most people are in denial for a couple of days. The doctor goes, okay, well, we can remove that lung, or you get a second opinion, or you got about 3 months to live. And most of the time, they're right. But then it settles in, and you get your life in order, and get ready to, you know, go get put in a box. But see, people can die. We regenerate ourselves. We're a renewable resource from a globalist perspective. But we are self-renewing. You kill a country, you kill a society, you kill ideas, you kill freedoms, you kill more than people. And that's what they're doing, is killing any form of independence, any form of pro-human prowess, power, strength, macho, machismo, whatever word you want to use for it, a zest for being manly, a zest for being womanly, a zest for being successful, a zest for having fun, a zest for being honorable, a zest for being aggressive. There is a systematic war against being real because they want a world of little cowards to be assimilated and taken over. Well, I'm not going along with it. Also, dovetail with what Lord Rothschild's saying, we're going to cover this with our guest, China has announced plans for a new world currency. We'll give you details. And the latest on Russia, it's huge. As U.S. forces build up in the region to fight toe-to-toe against the Russians, then that ties in to our own government funding al-Qaeda. McCain is upset that Iran is now working to try to defeat ISIS in Iraq, and it's a dangerous situation because they won't want to leave now. They've always wanted to take control of Iraq. But if you expand on that, it's ISIS that started the whole thing with our government's funding and John McCain in photos with basically Jihad John and all the rest of them. And now Noam Chomsky has come out and said that these were oppressed people, echoing one of the White House officials, that just couldn't get jobs. That's why they go and rape and kill women and cut Catholic priest heads off. That's right. Because when you lose your job, that's what you're supposed to do, right? No, that's not what you're supposed to do. So that's just some of the news that we're going to be covering up on InfoWars.com. We've moved to the top of the page. Lord Rothschild warns investors the most dangerous geopolitical situation since World War II. NBA launches feminist campaign to lecture men not doing enough housework, get better women fighting with each other. The NFL is doing the same thing with most of its ads and promos. I mean, this is just getting us all fighting with each other. Women need to be taught that the way they dominate in the world is not being a good mother or a good business person or a poet or a nurse or whatever or a doctor, but henpecking your man. Being upset with them. I mean, the globalists are in there stirring up fights at every turn while they screw the country over. Cops bust into house, shoot unarmed man in the face looking for marijuana. Again, decriminalize now, disband all these anti-narcotics teams. They need to be out there going after real criminals, not after nonviolent offenders. Okay, for the balance of the hour, into the next, if he'll stay with us, because I want to get him for a full hour, RichieAllenShow.com, Richie Allen. I was on his show, I guess, Monday, so I invited him on the broadcast, and here he is joining us today. You heard a lot of what I just threw out there. I don't want to get into the pedophile scandal. Now confirmed, your prime minister came out, of course, yesterday and said it's a national security issue. National security issue. The pedophile scandal, because it could bring down the government. So that's why they're covering it up. So joining us is Richie Allen. What would you like to get into first, Richie?
Well, Alex, first of all, thanks very much for having me on the program. You're an absolute inspiration, my friend. And to hear you talking about some of the issues there and putting facts on those stories and meat on the bones of those stories, you are an absolute humiliation to the mainstream media. I mean, you really are. You're talking about stuff. I mean, you are, and you don't need to be. I know you're a modest guy, but I've been watching and listening to your broadcast for many, many years. I go back to watching you when you, the famous time when you showed us what was going on at Bohemia Grove in California. And you're to be absolutely congratulated for that. And I think I said to you...
Well, brother, you're to be congratulated launching your own cable station, reaching millions on mainline cable and syndicated radio and, succeeding. I mean, it's amazing. So you're my hero. That's why I don't want you saying I'm a hero, because all of us who are fighting against tyranny are just trying to survive and build a better world. So collectively, those of us that love life and humanity and fair play and have goodwill... We are basically God's sunshine in the world. So I'm just one more little ray of light with you, my brother.
Well, thanks very much, Alex. I mean, we can start anywhere. I mean, I love listening to your monologue there. Let's talk for a minute, I suppose, about the historic pedophile sex abuse scandal, historic sex abuse allegations.
That you and David Icke and others exposed a long time ago, and is now, by the numbers, what David said, the exact people he claimed are being caught with the torture dungeons, the dead little kids, the royal family. I mean, this is over the top. And while he's talking, let's show some of those headlines. Go ahead.
Oh, it's terrible, Alex. You're absolutely right. David wrote a book in 1998 called The Biggest Secret. Again, you're to be commended because, you know, back in the early days, you had him on so many times talking about this. David Cameron, of course, is not talking about VIP paedophiles and members of parliament paedophiles and Elm Guesthouse and Dolphin Square. He's not talking about that. He's talking about Rochdale and Muslim paedophile rings and saying it's a national scandal and it's a national security, it's a dangerous national security problem. But of course, what he's not talking about are the allegations that are with the police, with Scotland Yard in London, with police forces all over England, the Dixon revelations, the Dixon dossier, which you've spoken about so many times on your programme, which, dozens and dozens of former MPs, even prime ministers, Alex, ministers have been given to police forces around this country.
And for those that don't know, I mean, we're putting articles on screen. Everything you're saying has come out in major papers.
That's right.
They're saying upwards of a third of parliament, it looks like, is involved. I mean, this is a cult.
It's suspected, Alex. It's incredible. And one of the most staggering revelations that's come out, of course, in the last few months is that about the young boy, Vishal Mehrotra. I'm just looking to the left of my notes. I've not got anything written down, just a couple of bullet points there, because I don't want to get this wrong. But Vishal's father was a magistrate, so he was a judge. And he alleged that his son, by the way, Alex, he was 8 years old, and he disappeared on the day that Prince Charles married Lady Diana Spencer. That's when the boy disappeared. He was 8 years old. The father had a long and successful career as a magistrate. Now, you know all this, but maybe some of your listeners don't, some of your viewers don't. His father basically contends that his son was murdered, quite possibly at Elm Guesthouse, which is a guest house in London, which is frequented by VIPs, members of parliament, again, ministers. We're talking about the upper echelons of society for years and years and years. That's a staggering thing. And in the Telegraph newspaper, in the last couple of days, you mentioned the Telegraph earlier on, they published another interview with the Vishambra. Yeah, it's Vishambra. It's the boy's father, the eight-year-old boy. And it's absolutely staggering, Alex. And as you've reported on, to your credit, the British Home Secretary, Theresa May, is absolutely complicit in the cover-up of all of this, because she's put two chairs of this inquiry in, what were their names again? The two chairs, Butler-Sloss, Dame Butler-Sloss, of course, the first one put in there, with ties to these people, you know, with ties to the people who might very well be investigated, might very well be named in these documents. And, of course, recently they've announced a woman from New Zealand, a judge called Lowell Goddard, all sorts of things coming out about her and her, lack of credibility in taking on this inquiry. She's gone on the record to say it might take 5 years, Alex. How convenient that is, that it might take 5 years before we get to the bottom of all of this.
Well, that's right. And then we've also seen, speaking of Australia, but also in the UK and the US and Canada, we've seen now liberal judges, close quote, saying, hey, pedophilia is just a choice and children can love too. Classic NAMBLA statements now trying to legitimize sex with children. I mean, they're actually starting to come out of their pedophile closet.
It's unbelievable, Alex, when you hear stuff like that. I mean, you know from talking to me over the years, there's no hiding it. I'm an Irishman. I grew up with this in Waterford City in the Republic of Ireland. I grew up with it. And a great friend of mine who won't mind being named, Derek Power. Derek was destroyed as a young boy by a bishop in County Waterford, a bishop, a guy called Smith, who ended up dying in prison. We know in Ireland, Alex, that the then Cardinal Ratzinger, who went on to become Pope Benedict, was ringing up, and bear with me, I know I might be going on a tangent, but is there...
No, get into the Vatican, get into all of it. I mean, this is sick.
It's sick stuff. We know that Ratzinger was phoning bishops in Dublin, in Cork, in Limerick, in Kerry, all over Ireland, to tell those bishops, look, we know in the Vatican, we know that there's crazy stuff going on in Ireland, that priests and Christian brothers are buggering and raping and destroying children. But don't ever cooperate with the police. We have this on the record. That lousy, I'm not going to swear and use bad language on your program, but before he became Pope, he was complicit, Alex. He was an accessory after the fact because he was telling bishops, move those priests to other parishes.
And that's why they reportedly helicoptered him off to that Italian castle, was these documents were starting to come out.
Absolutely right. There's the man, Alex, who's going to be in hiding for the rest of his life, will never leave the Vatican City because there's that much anger and outrage in Catholic communities around the world. And we see it playing out here. One of the things I loved you talking about over the years on your shows was the Franklin Credit Union scandal and Lawrence E. King. Alex, it's playing out here now in England, in London, in Manchester, in Birmingham. You know, we know that, I mean, Scotland Yard have admitted. In fact, I've interviewed Michael Shrimpton, who's been a guest on your program before, a barrister and a guy who's been connected up to the gills with the security services in Britain. I mean, he's gone on the record to say that, Edward Heath, former Prime Minister of this country, molested children. People will say it's a cheap thing for me to say now because Heath is dead and it's easy to say something about the dead. But former MI5 officers, Scotland Yard detectives, have been talking amongst themselves and have been letting little bits of information slip out to journalists like you, journalists like me, to say that children were murdered, not necessarily on the orders of people like Ted Heath, but they were murdered by the security services in case they ever dared to tell a policeman or woman about what...
Because again, once the pedophiles do a big enough crime and they're a government official, the rest of the government who isn't involved has to cover it up because the view is it would bring down the whole government. But see, long term, it just lets this stuff breed, and then it will end up bringing down everything 10 times worse because they protected it.
That's absolutely right, Alex. It's absolutely right. I've said before, I loved hearing you at the beginning of the program saying it's a great time to be alive because I think you're absolutely right to say that. I have this thing, I'm an eternal optimist like you, I have this thing in my gut where I believe that this is going to be one of the great catalysts in bringing down this evil, horrible, sickening cabal that you so eloquently described at the beginning of the broadcast. Because, Alex, when ordinary, and I'm an ordinary man, you're an ordinary man, but so many of the people that we share our lives with, so many of our neighbours, and you know, you've got children in school, some of the parents of the children that your kids go to school with, they don't want to hear this, Alex. They don't want to hear you talk about it. They don't want to hear me talk about it.
Out of sight, out of mind, but children are being disappeared by the tens of thousands per country into sex slavery, into snuff films. It's being covered up. We need to tell people that don't want to hear about it that they are now becoming complicit and aiding and abetting these shadowy rings. From your deep research, we've gone over some of the evidence, some of the big stories with this happening. From your research, I mean, Jimmy Savile, the top BBC host who had the highest level security clearance with the royal family, can come and go at night, best friends with Prince Charles, found with torture dungeons, dead little kids, necrophilia, everything the kids have said now coming out. A bunch of his friends end up dying. Drivers end up dying. Butlers end up dying. You know, anybody blowing the whistle ends up dying. You see this guy in his weird jumpsuits, the archetype of a pervert weirdo. And then this is the confidant of the royal family. They're constantly finding dead children's bodies buried on royal estates. What is going on? What is at the top? In your gut, how deep does this go, and what's their end game?
In my gut, I've never said this, Alex. I've said it on my own program. In my gut, I believe, not because he's a friend of mine, but because I believe my credibility, your integrity and my integrity is too important. Not because he's a mate of mine, but I'll tell you, I think David Icke is absolutely spot on. It goes to the heart of royalty in this country. It's prime ministers, like we said earlier on, justice ministers. It's satanic, Alex. I absolutely believe that much of this is satanic. And when I think about that, I think back to that exposure that you brought out all those years ago of what was going on at Bohemia Grove. It just all adds up, you know. David talks about dot connecting. You connect the dots on your program. I tell you what sickens me, Alex. You know what they're doing here in England now? Your viewers, I know your producers and you will be aware of a woman called Melanie Shaw. Melanie is from Nottingham. You know what they're doing to Melanie all the time, Alex? They're locking her up on stupid charges because Melanie was abused at a children's home in Nottingham many, many, many years ago. And in the last few years, she gave evidence to the police in Nottingham and the police in Britain, in wider Britain. And nothing was done about the evidence that Melanie gave. So what did she start doing then? She's a very feisty woman. She started screaming from the rooftops and shouting about the fact that, my evidence isn't being taken seriously. Why have people not been at least interviewed under caution, even if not arrested? Well, they've just banged her up for the second time recently, Alex, on a load of trumped up charges with no evidence. They've accused her of threatening her neighbours, of harassing her neighbours, of attempting to burn her garden, her neighbour's garden shed. Alex, they're locking them up. We live in this disgraceful world that you've been doing your utmost for years to shine a light on, where the lousy bastards, and I'm sorry for saying that word on your program, who did this are walking around, they're driving Bentleys, they're writing laws and legislations, they're eating caviar tonight, and the people that were abused by them, Alex, they're getting locked up for telling the truth. They're locking them up on trumped up charges. And your producers will know, they can Google Melanie Shaw and find out what's been happening to her. And it's so terrible, Alex. You know, it's never happened to me, thank God. And I don't know anybody, apart from my great friend Derek Perrin in Waterford, but I don't know anybody in England whom it's happened to. But to have that absolute reality that we have, where the victims are being locked up and the people who did it are walking around. And I'll just go back to say one final thing on it. I believe, and the reason why I mentioned, you know, the ordinary men and women who think this is beyond the pale, when this all comes out, Alex, those people are going to finally have to face up to what their leaders are doing and what's behind their leaders, the hidden hand. They're going to have to face up to it, Alex. And then many of the other issues that you've been revealing on your program for years, whether it's about 9/11, whether it's about central banks and what they're doing and trade agreements and all of that, people will start to realize that. So I think this might be a watershed moment in Britain where people are finally going to see who these people are.
Oh, I agree. And we're going to see more and more of these watershed moments across the board. Richie Allen's our guest. Alex Jones Show, if you just tuned in, we're going to give the number out in a moment and take your calls coming up if we cover some geopolitical issues. But, Richie, that was my next question, and you started covering it without me asking it. Just like the Vatican for 30 years denied that they had pedophile rings throughout the organization from the bottom to the top, it turned out it was worse than what the victims were even saying in almost every case. Then expanding on that, they were not able, despite all the king's horses and all the king's men, to cover it up. The UK's not able. The Germany's not able. The Netherlands aren't able. Brazil's not able. But a bigger question is, what happens as all these groups end up getting brought down, A, and then B, why is it pedophile rings running things? I mean, I just have no perception, no kinship with these people of how they would be attracted to children. But going beyond having sex with children, which I have zero attraction to and have a repulsion I really have a repulsion to hurting them. I mean, when I think about somebody hurting a child, I'll be honest, I want to kill people. And I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but I'm like an average man. I mean, I can get superhuman strength when somebody's messing with my kids. And, I mean, if I caught somebody hurting my kids, the cops aren't coming. I'm going to come after you. And no wonder they want our guns, Richie. No wonder they want a police state total grid in place that they control to protect them from us, because they're scared all this is going to come out, because they know everything hidden ends up coming out. So when we come back, I want to ask you those questions. A, why is it pedophile rings? What, I mean, What are these, psychic vampires? I mean, what's going on? Why torture them? Why was it Satanism? I mean, it turns out in all these cases that are confirmed, huge nest of pedophiles at the BBC, that it's Satanism. So we're going to talk about this when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Children worldwide that are having their darkest hour right now with big, fat, disgusting-looking demon pedophiles raping and torturing them, like Jimmy Savile, who's gone on to hell. You got to Google that guy's name and read all the news articles about the torture dungeons, the dead bodies, the Satanism. And, of course, it was all done through Child Protective Services. They would get the at-risk children, just like Penn State, where Jerry Sandusky would rape young children in the locker room showers on Saturday at high noon. A major football field house is like a anthill on a Saturday or a Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to give you a news flash. You know, that's my problem, is I've got too much evidence and too much proof of this. It just makes my head swim. And I know why people deny it and don't want to look at it, because it's so alien to a normal person. I mean, I see Marilyn Monroe, and I get excited. but not even so much sexually. It's just she's so beautiful. She's got so much life. I just love women. That's God made me that way. That's normal. It's not bad that I'm attracted to women. I mean, we have children. That's how we procreate. Men and women go together like a horse and carriage. But I just cannot, and I see women of every race, color, and creed and see so much beauty in them. But I see children, and all I want to do is protect them. And they're so sweet and so innocent, and I want to teach them. Well, that's what God wants. God gives us blessings and freedom and delivers us from our enemies. But God needs us to stand up and be his messengers, to be his emissaries, to be his foot soldiers, and to challenge these dragons and to deal with them and to take them down. And just to say, you know what? I don't care if you demonize me. I don't care if you attack me. You know what? I don't care if you kill me. Because somebody's got to stand up for these children. And that's why I don't want people calling in saying I'm a hero or Richie Allen's a hero or anybody else says, listen, it's a normal behavior when you know systematic evil's going on to stand up against it and say it's wrong. Like, I think the Palestinians are treated wrong. I think that they're abused. I think that they are living in hell. And a lot of innocent children get killed. But I pull back and I go, why does the left only focus on a few hundred Palestinian kids killed a year, which is terrible, and not hundreds of thousands of Christians, many of them children killed by al-Qaeda forces that our government funded? Oh, because they don't count. See, I look at when I'm told to get upset. When the bus gets blown up and Jewish kids get killed, I'm told not to care. Or when Israel in the 50s and 60s irradiated 110,000 children in a secret declassified program, the ringworm children, turned out that they killed about 10,000 of them. You don't hear anybody that speaks up against the Holocaust saying that's wrong. Well, because, oh, it was a racist, eugenicist, Jewish Holocaust against Jews. Because within that ringworm child story that's aired on PBS, you know, public stations in Israel, I mean, it's declassified as of 1987, you get a microcosm of, oh, this leadership aren't Jews. This leadership are eugenicists. At least some of them are. Just like England, just like Germany, just like Russia. It's the same group, the same people. I don't care if you're a Chinese eugenicist or a Jewish eugenicist or a German eugenicist or a Mexican eugenicist. Did you know eugenics was more popular in Mexico than even in Germany in 1938? Look it up. I just know too much is the problem. I just know the enemy. I know their game plan. I know how bad they are, even though my flesh repels from them, and I can't believe they're that bad. I do know they're that bad. I read a lot of crime reports and a lot of criminology books back when I had time to do so in high school and college, and the descriptions of the police psychologists when they go down in these basements with the police and they dig up 10, 15, 20, 30 bodies and use these little kids or women's skeletons or rotting bodies, and they look at the photos and the videos that never get released to the public of these psychos torturing these kids and stuff. And, I mean, people get PTSD, they vomit, they have mental breakdowns. The detectives have to watch this stuff. Because by law, they've got to watch it all for the court, and they just can't even look at it. And I'm not saying I'm a victim, but if anything, if I do deserve your prayers and support for anything, it's that I have to constantly think about these people, and I have to constantly be aware of what they're doing, and I have to constantly be aware of the enemy is on the march right now, like Battle of the Bulge, to counter everybody that hates them. And that if people would just grow up and admit how bad the globalists are, we could roll back this tide of evil. But the only reason there's an awakening happening right now is because evil is swinging from the lampshades. It's swinging from the chandeliers. I mean, it is growing so fast. In my spirit, I feel the evil growing. In my gut, I feel it. But intellectually, I see it. And it makes me want to throw up. Richie Allen's our guest. He'll be with us 20 minutes the next hour to take your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. on any of the subjects we've raised. I want to get into Lord Rothschild warns investors of most dangerous geopolitical situations since World War II and tie that into just how wealthy and powerful the Rothschilds are. I want to get into how that ties into China has announced plans for a world currency. Those stories are all up at Infowars.com right now. Obama moves without Republicans blocking him with a blank check to set up Homeland Security as a public illegal alien importation agency. That's all here in front of me right now. And next hour, I'll play some clips of the White House press secretary, the spokesman, getting grilled about Hillary and her secret email accounts that violate the Open Records Act, and that she was asked if she had other accounts and lied. She's perjured herself. We'll see if she gets in trouble for that. But we'll discuss it. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. RichieAllenShow.com is his website. Twitter, follow him at Richie Allen Show. Follow me, Alex Jones, at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Before we go any further, just briefly, because I haven't plugged in an hour and 40 minutes how to fund the operation, we try to bring you the very best high-quality nutraceuticals out there, bar none, at the best prices. And Oxy powder is a higher level of oxygen, basically like ozone. I say like ozone. I don't understand all the science of it. It time releases in your upper and lower intestine, not in your stomach. It goes through your stomach, time releases in the intestines, gently blasting everything out. I say gently blasting. I've done it three times now. Nothing painful, but dramatic, unbelievable, restorative. I've lost so much weight of just detritus, literal detritus in there. The average person has upwards of 20 pounds by the age of 40 of detritus. Rob Dew lost 12 pounds in 1 week. Our news director, his wife's like, where'd your little pot belly go? Well, it wasn't fat. It was a stomach sticking out. See, skinny guys, your stomach's still sticking out. It's because they've got inflamed guts full of the same stuff Obama spews out of his mouth every day. And not to be gross, but it is Bravo Sierra. And you take this, you can do like three rounds of this with the average bottle. Well, what the average person would take, 5-6 pills a day for a week, once a month. Life-changing. There's nothing out there that will give you more dramatic, immediate results from my experience and the listener's experience than Oxy Powder, InfoWarsLife.com. It's the only product up there that I don't put out. It's so good we carry it. We try to give you the lowest price out there. It is the lowest price out there. Buying it from us funds us. You can get it from Dr. Grip as well, who developed it a decade ago. I've seen this at a Hollywood star's house. It's super popular in Hollywood. Hollywood stars have talked about it. You can search engine that. One famous actress got asked, how'd you go down all these dress sizes? She said, well, Oxy powder. It's proprietary. He's got the patents, all of it. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We will run out today at current sales rates of Super Female Vitality. Super Male sold out last weekend. We won't have more female for 6 weeks. More male should be in the next 2 weeks. It's just known concentrated herbs. They're organic, and cold press is the key. And the reason it's so dramatic is we're suppressed with estrogen mimickers that are in the food, the water, the environment. That's the globalist program. This just basically counteracts that from the research we've got. But just see what it does for you. You've heard the rave reviews. We've had one person out of thousands say that it didn't do anything for them. One person. So just try it. You know you're funding the operation regardless. You can also, while supplies last, 4 days left, we've got the Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex from Right Side, the discount brand of InfoWars Life. Super high quality, super concentrated. The leading competitor basically has theirs manufactured at the same big organic mega factory that we get ours made. It's the biggest factory in the country for organic supplements, and they sell it for right at 65% more than we sell it at $14.95. You can get it free with two bottles of Nascent Iodine X2 at InfoWarsLife.com or just buy a bottle of it at $14.95. It'll be sold out for up to 6 weeks. When it sells out, we've got 4 days left in the sale. Looks like I dead reckoned it right that we'll be sold out about the time the 4 days are up. If you want to get that product, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And, Richie, I should ask you during the break, are you game to stay with us a half hour or 20 minutes in the next hour?
Yeah, we can do that, Alex. Yeah, I go live in about an hour and 15 minutes. But yeah, of course, I'd be delighted to stay a bit longer. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. We'll just get you warmed up because I can segue with news and calls and then make sure we cover the entire waterfront with Richie Allen, who joins us. We can go to calls from Stefan, Matt, Mama, Michael, Cranky, Canadian first, or do you want to hit some more news before we go to calls?
Yeah, you're the boss, Alex. Whatever. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, let's do this. Let's put bookends on the whole pedophile cult because I asked that question earlier. A, why is this, it seen historically, the dominant vampiric social Darwinist, psychic vampire group all over the world, and why can't we ever unseat them, and how do we awaken humanity? But as it seems humanity is starting to awaken, how do you expect them to strike back? So three questions there.
I'll tell you what, Alex, one of the things, you'll be aware of this because you've interviewed and chatted with David Icke probably more than anybody. David has always said that he believes that what might be involved here is energies that are known as archons or are known as the jinn, all these ancient beliefs. Demons. Now, I used to laugh at this one time. I used to think, well, this is kind of extraordinary. It's a little bit beyond the pale for me. I'm not going to buy into it. And that was without disrespecting David. I just found it was a little bit difficult to take. But not anymore, Alex. You know, the more I think about it, the more satanic in nature we find these things to be. I didn't mention that Harvey Proctor is a former Conservative MP. He's been arrested in relation to alleged paedophile activities at Dolphin Square in London. And for your viewers who don't know, Dolphin Square was like a big, not a frat house, but a big apartment block where a lot of politicians would have stayed and lived in while they were working in London. So they've arrested a former Conservative MP. Because we're learning about satanic nature of this stuff, David has got to have a point, and it's well worth exploring, that what they're after is the prepubescent energy of young children. And do you know what, Alex? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that that's as logical a conclusion as anybody has drawn on that for me. Because,
well, sure, every ancient culture, just to back you up, sacrificed children for their energy and believed they were doing it for entities.
Yes, and you mentioned earlier on that this is thousands. We're not talking about a few hundred children over a 30 or 40 or 50 year period. We're talking about maybe tens of thousands.
So we're talking about satanic forces on the earth harvesting the life force and the terror energy of children.
Now, do you know what, Alex? When I say that and when you say that, some of our viewers will be very disturbed and they will say that we're trying to give the pedophiles a pass, because what we're trying to say is, God love those pedophiles. It's not their fault, really. It's the demons. We're not saying that at all. You know, we're not saying that at all. I mean, you can invite these things.
But why do so many of the pedophiles believe they're doing it for demons? That just keeps happening and happening and happening. So regardless, it's an archetype of a demon that's manifesting if you go with the Carl Jung psychology.
Yeah, and there's probably so many different levels to it, Alex. You know, there are people who are induced into it, maybe, and are compromised. I mean, there's so many different levels. I mean, there's having sex, I hate to even say this. I mean, you're a dad. I'm not a dad yet. It must be terrible for you to talk about this sort of stuff. But having sex with a 7 or 8 year old boy or girl. But then there's having sex with a 13 or 14 year old girl, which is no less wrong. It's completely and utterly wrong. But quite often, you know, famous people, politicians were induced into doing that so that they could be later compromised. You know, when they were needed to do something. Or
exactly. You
something.
Don't get in the club, even if you're not demon-possessed or whatever it is. You don't get it unless you go out with a 16-year-old girl, so they then know you're compromised. In fact, that's almost a gang ritual. It's come out to get into these globalist groups is, hey, just 16-year-old girl, we'll know you're safe once we've compromised you. And these politicians will even pose and take photos knowing they're being inducted, like a gang ritual where they tell a gang member, go shoot an old lady or go shoot a cop or go rob a liquor store and shoot the clerk. That's what the, you know, different racial gangs do. With this gang, it's rape children. But then when you get deeper into it, you're literally cutting the hearts out of babies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we mentioned briefly earlier on Lawrence E. King, a, you know, Republican power broker, big friend of famous Republicans back in the 80s and what he was getting up to. And of course, one of the things he was doing was deliberately compromising people who might become enemies, you know, people who might block certain things or might make things difficult. And they were at that, taking the kids out of, I think it was the, was it Boys Town Orphanage, Alex? Was that the
orphanage? Absolutely. And I remember having Senator DeCamp on, who was a commando in Vietnam and CIA, that exposed all this. He started talking about Boys Town, and then he started talking about Penn State like 10 years ago. And I actually delayed him and said, you know, cut him off the air and said, you can't talk about stuff that hasn't come out in the news. And DeCamp got mad at me. I apologized to him later. But I got to say, I mean, he knew what he was saying. I mean, that is verified right there. Just like David Icke said, this prime minister raped kids and now that's coming out. Or Jimmy Savile, the BBC, and these people, you know, had secret rooms and satanic rituals. And then everything Icke said came out. And so, and you know, and Icke learns all this in a vision without drugs in Peru, I mean, it just gets weirder and weirder.
You know, there's a video we haven't mentioned, and it's doing the rounds of the internet. I've interviewed somebody connected with it, but I made sure they didn't mention any names. And it's a video that everybody's seeing of two young children in Hampstead in London appearing to describe ritualistic child abuse and murder. And as of yet, Alex, I don't know whether the video is a hoax, whether it's real. I've spoken with a woman called Sabina McNeil who believes that it's absolutely real. The children are in care now. They've been taken away by, taken from their mother by the authorities in this country. And I just don't know, Alex. But what I do know is that that's gone on. You know, ritualistic child murder has gone on here on a huge scale.
Absolutely. And then they use things like the Salem witch trials to discredit it and claim that it's always made up hysteria. No, it's not. It's being proven, and it's going on at the highest levels. We'll be back with your phone calls and Richie Allen. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana Food Storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You got it.
It's hard to talk about these subjects, but if we're going to protect the little guys, the children, as Christ commanded us to do, stuff of the little ones are coming to you, you better to tie a millstone around your neck and throw it to the deepest ocean than to hurt one of these. Well, if we don't stand up for them, we are aiding and abetting the sickos. Our guest is Richie Allen. We're going to your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and go to Stefan in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how you doing? And how are you doing, Richie?
I'm very well, Stefan. Thank you.
Good. The whole thing with these pedophiles, I mean, I don't want to get onto this too much because, I mean, these are just a bunch of sickos. I believe once you get to a certain point with your money, you really feel that you can do anything and you can get into whatever temptation, you know, you want to get into, especially if...
So you're saying they're so rich and so powerful, they get into what's forbidden regardless.
Yeah, they get into what's forbidden regardless. And then when you see these people with their arms around them taking pictures with them, they're just playing the game. They understand, listen, these are what these sickos are into, but this guy's got X amount of money and he's going to help me with, you know, corrupting Iran to, you know, do whatever. Point is, I believe that these are just sick people that have been in power for too long. It's usually always the... Like the traditional money families, like for instance, like the Rothschilds, they're very into all these demonic things. And I believe these people, they might have got scriptures that are you know God knows how old that might have told them, oh, you know, the blood of children do this, and so they get high off that, and then that's like their little, that's like their next hobby. You know what I mean? These people's hobbies, they're so warped with their money that their hobbies just become something, you know, like as extreme as this, as saying, you know what, let's try this whole, you know, blood sacrificing thing with children, and you know, it seems we can absorb energy from it, so then they just go along with it, and
sure.
Unfortunately we...
Sure, but you wanted to get into Rothschilds and Hillary Clinton, because you volunteered that, I see it on screen. I want to get into the Rothschilds, too. I'll get into it more in the next hour, but what was your point about Lord Rothschild, the head guy, saying the most dangerous time, geopolitical situation since World War II?
Yeah, I mean, I feel right there. He's giving us a heads up, but even the people that are in his closest circle, they already know what's going on. This is kind of like a message to people that he can't really reach, you know, directly. So he'll give you little things that, like, oh, listen, there's going to be financial class, as like a heads up to his other business buddies that might. You know,
sure, and we're getting more and more of those heads up. It's like the head of the Federal Reserve, you know, 10 years ago, Greenspan, saying irrational exuberance will bring us down when they set up the whole system to collapse down the road. I think that's a really great point. What's your point on Hillary Clinton?
And my point on Hillary Clinton is obviously she's in, you know, collaboration with all these heads, as obvious as, listen, I mean, she has a secret email address. I mean, come on, that's a dead giveaway that she's obviously doing some sort of, you know, discreet.
Sure, it violates federal law, too, and this woman's a monster. She's being indicted. We're going to break. We're going to come back with more calls. Richie Allen, your comment on what he just brought up with the Rothschilds.
Oh, well, look, I mean, this guy stands to, I mean, fund both sides of every war in recent history. He knows the score, of course. Much of what happens and what will happen in the coming months, he'll have his grubby paw prints and his fingerprints all over it, Alex. There's very little I can add to anything that's been said about Rothschild and the Rothschild dynasty and their central banks, other than it's pure evil in its purest form, I think.
You know, you're Irish, it's happened to everybody, but boy, I tell you, the takeover of Ireland has been really sad, but I see a lot people getting upset about the globalists looting your country. Let's briefly talk about Greece. and how that ties into Ukraine, Ireland, Spain, and more. What it's like to be conquered by bankers. You finally kick the British out, and now you've got the bankers in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.